With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House has passed a major cryptocurrency bill with bipartisan support. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The House voted 294 to 134 Thursday to pass a second broad crypto market structure bill that would now go to the Senate. 78 Democrats voted with Republicans to advance the legislation known as the Clarity Act, a blowout showing of bipartisan support that beat expectations. After the vote, Majority Whip Tom Emmer spoke with reporters.
Together, these three pieces of legislation set the stage for growth, innovation, and prosperity right here in the United States of America.
Brian Stiles of Wisconsin said Republicans came through.
Time and time again, the House Republican Conference is underestimated and we overdeliver.
Bernie Bennett, Washington.
President Trump has signed one of those bills, the Genius Act, into law. It sets new regulations for stable coins. That's a type of cryptocurrency tied to assets like the U.S. dollar. President Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch a day after the newspaper published a story reporting on his ties to wealthy financier Jeffrey Epstein. An explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility killed three veteran deputies from the Arson and Explosives Unit. Sheriff Robert Luna said it was the department's worst loss of life since 1857. Federal agencies, including the FBI, on the scene trying to figure out what exactly may have happened. Republican Senator Dave McCormick says new energy production is key to his state's economy, given that Pennsylvania is known as the Saudi Arabia of natural gas.
It's incredible that we're number four in the world in natural gas reserves. The big problem is we haven't been able to get our natural gas out of the ground and in pipelines to get it to the world. So we need permitting reform.
McCormick says expanding drilling rights is essential to attracting AI companies to his state. He spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's men.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The International Criminal Court has issued arrest warrants for the Taliban Supreme Leader and the head of Afghanistan Supreme Court on charges of persecuting women and girls ever since seizing power nearly 4 years ago. The ICC accuses the Taliban of having what it calls severely deprived females of the rights to education, privacy, expression, thought, conscience, and religion since returning to power. This is SRN News. U.S. Senator Tom Cotton keeping a close eye on the security issues around the country at all times as a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says listeners concerned about Democrat claims that the recent airstrikes did not destroy Iran's nuclear program need only to Google comments made by the world's top experts on the subject.
They all, in the last couple of weeks, have used words like catastrophic damage, effectively destroyed, severely degraded.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network, as did former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. He predicts a major reform happening right now under President Trump will give Republicans strong momentum heading into next year's midterm elections.
All of that, I think, by the summer of 2026 is going to lead to the Trump boom. And the choice that fall is going to be between a Marxist socialist party with weird social ideas and a Republican party committed to fixing Washington.
And this is SRN News.